中文英文都可以。Shit。
你们都听得懂啊？
各位弟兄姐妹平安。
平安。
So, 2 Corinthians 4:8-9 We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. So, regarding about, so what I want to share with you, brothers and sisters, today is actually about, well, let me first start with, like, early this year, there was a family emergency. And then after that, there was my big surgery. So something else happened. So I had a big surgery and got one against pre-cancer. And then this summer, my father passed away. But I want to share with you, brothers and sisters in Christ, that I want to share with you what God has done in my life, done in this season. He is the one, and that even though despite all of this that has happened to me, I have to say that God is good all the time, always. And he's the one that has been giving me, helping me, getting me through each and every, each of the, like, as far as I've gotten, he's the one that helped me the most to get me as far as I have. And he also is the one that he's able to carry a person's load, carry a family. He has been carrying me all right. And he also has been carrying the load too. The reason that I'm able to stand here right now, the reason I'm able to live right now, the reason I'm able to get as far as I have, is in way, it's because of Jesus. Praise God, it's because of Him. He is that strong, and He is that wonderful. So, I was in recovery, actually, from the big surgery when my father passed away. I was in recovery. But God did something actually pretty amazing, actually. And that was that He gave me strength and energy. There's that verse, grace is sufficient, His power is made perfect in weakness. He gave me strength and energy. Like, for example, He helped me to be able to drive. He also helped me to be able to, like, for example, in a day's time, to be able to go to multiple, like, for example, shopping centers. But this is a miracle. Why? Because after I had that surgery, I did not have a lot of strength or energy. Like, even going to, like for example, like, my dad cooked for me. Like, for example, I was resting, I was sleeping a lot. And for example, I was, like, even going to a fun little outing, that was a chore. That was a challenge for me to do so. But God gave me strength in this season. God gave me strength and energy. As thy days, so shall thy strength. He gave me strength and energy to be able to do whatever I need to do in that day. He gave me strength and energy to do so. And He also gave me the ability. He also gave me the help from my own natural family, like my sisters, my precious sisters, like from my mother. And we work together. We work together too. Help each other keep going. Help each other keep going as well. God also helped me to also gain some weight as well because, well, previous season, I lost weight. But there's something else that God did, actually. I don't think I took it when to actually remember. I actually want to remember to where Dad put stuff. I don't think so. Not particularly want to go and look to see where Dad put stuff, but God gave me that knowledge. I believe Holy Spirit is helping me, that He gives me that knowledge. Oh, that's where this thing is. That's where that thing is. But also another thing that God did for me is that He also helped me to be productive. Like, for example, to organize, in to do the dad-related stuff with my family, whether it has to do with chore-related, whether it has to do with finance-related, whether it has to do with funeral-related, he helped me have that ability to do so. And for example, it's like the calls, right? The calls and communication. The thing I have to talk about is, what happened to dad? What happened to dad? Again, it's a constant reminder. But God gave me that wisdom, strength, and energy to push forward and to keep going doing this. And another thing is that my mother and my sisters, we help each other get that stuff going, get them work together to get that stuff taken care of. And also another thing on this journey is that God blessed us with compassionate people. Compassionate people, like, for example, like my brothers and sisters in Christ, like my fathers and mothers in Christ, like, for example, even the youth, and even people I don't even know. Like, I really thank you for, like, all the love, care, compassion, even patience, because I know what book I the defang has showed here. But I really thank you for the patience and the compassion and the love. You know? And the thing is, you know what the youth actually did for me, actually? I was talking about the youth. You know what the youth did for me? Like, they would change the topic. Like, for example, the youth, there was one time, like, the youth would change the topic, and we talk about something more lighthearted, which is a welcome. Well, like, for example, like, they would, well, like, for example, someone would express love to me. Well, like, for example, there, or for example, I get to hug a youth. Or, like, for example, like, I hear about, oh, this youth is praying for me. I heard about, oh, this youth is praying for me. There is love in Donghuan Aishijo. There's love in East Bay Agape family. There's love. And I sense that love from the youth, dear youth. But I also sense that love from the brothers and sisters of Christ, from the fathers and mothers of Christ. Thank you very much. I'm exceedingly glad that I have Jesus with me on this journey through all of this. I'm also glad I have my natural parent, my two precious sisters, and my mother with me on this. But I'm also grateful. Also appreciate that I have my brothers and sisters Christ, fathers and mothers Christ here on this journey with me. Psalm 23:6 says that surely goodness and love follow me all the days of my life. I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Indeed, I amen to that. I give all the glory to the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.